Socialist Party Regional Conference reports Wales and North West Wales. The children of Grangetown in Cardiff set the scene for this year's Socialist Party Wales conference on the 21st of February. 2 days before, they occupied County Hall against cuts to their play centre, see page 3, making it clear what kind of year 2016 will be. The day started with a discussion introduced by Socialist Party General Secretary Peter Tough on the tumultuous events around the world. Such events have shaken Wales in the last year too. This includes the terrible blow to the steelworks in Port Talbot, as well as more brutal cuts to public services carried out without a whiff of opposition by Labour in the Welsh Assembly, and all parties running councils in Wales. Socialist Party Wales members have worked hard to build support among steelworkers and the wider community for the socialist nationalisation of steel to stop job losses. Looking ahead, members discussed how this year's Welsh Assembly elections will be the first test for Labour, since Jeremy Corbyn was elected leader. Opponents of Labour's current leadership still dominate the party in Wales, with catastrophic results. First Minister Carwyn Jones has presided over a reduction of 2,000 NHS beds in the last 5 years, for example. Jones is getting his excuses ready for Labour's likely losses, implying the blame lies with Corbyn and the infighting his victory has caused. Conference heard how Socialist Students is now represented in the majority of universities in Wales, with easily the biggest left campaigning presence on campus. We are getting a friendly reaction from supporters of Corbyn who have joined Labour. But we also heard how Socialist Party members have been excluded by the old Labour left from taking part in discussions about forming a united front to defend Corbyn. Welsh Labour grassroots recently refused to let our members even enter the room to a meeting they organised. With Welsh Labour's leadership ignoring the anti-austerity message sent by Corbyn's victory, the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition TUSC in Wales is discussing standing candidates in the regional lists in the Assembly elections, in order to explain that the Welsh Assembly could open the possibility to end austerity in Wales. Members donated over £600 in the Fighting Fund appeal to ensure we have the resources to fund this campaign and to continue building the revolutionary Socialist Party the working class needs. Ross Saunders, Socialist Party Wales.